The Radiophiles would like to present Quantum Retribution's episode, Nightmare's Conception, written by MJ Cogburn and AJ Burfield. Aaliyah, do you know what real power is?
Real power? You mean electrical or atomic, don't you?
No, that's not the power I'm referring to.
Oh.
I have the power up and running like you asked. Who's the brat?
Hey.
Zoe, honey, be kind to our new resident. You are going to have to teach her.
Oh, goody. Let me go get her a Tootsie Pop to suck on.
Teach this twerp like I tell you to. She's expendable. You're the best there is, and I'm not going to risk losing you if this fails.
Yes, sir. I'm Zoe, and you are?
Aaliyah.
She'll do.
I thought that she might. Think of her as someone you can mold. Come, Aaliyah. I want to show you something.
Okay.
He's one sick bastard, Thames.
Really? I hadn't noticed.
And you follow a close second. When are you going to learn that you can't sneak up on me anymore?
Why don't you teach me how, then?
You'd like it way too much, you arrogant, annoying, sexy thing.
Well then, love, why don't you do something I won't like?
Then you'd be dead and of no use to me.
Ooh, ouch, baby, ouch!
It's a shame that I'm not attracted to him. Those pants fit so nicely.
Aaliyah, do you know what this simple-looking box is for?
No. I've never seen anything like it before.
And you never will, dear. This odd box is going to change the world as we know it, making one person greater than any other on the face of the planet.
Really? What is it exactly?
This is the start of the future, Aaliyah. This is the beginning of the greatest computer ever to exist.
Oh, I'm afraid I don't know anything about computers. This isn't the whole thing?
No, this is only one module. The computer itself will surround it, engulf it. And, Aaliyah, dear, you are going to be a part of the future this computer will create.
That sounds great.
Yes, our future. One of which you will learn to trust me, Thames, and Nathaniel. We'll keep you safe from harm.
When will we be ready for integration?
Anytime you're ready.
With the computer, Zoe. When will the computer be ready?
Like I said, dear, anytime you're ready.
Well then, let's get the module hooked up. Stay away from Thames.
But Thames is in charge of the module. What do you want me to do? You know that I'll do anything for you.
Don't even ask that, Zoe. I might take you up on that. Now, let's get this module hooked up, shall we? Zoe, help me with this, and get that idiot engineer over here.
Thames, get over here.
Silently working together, they deftly checked the module, making sure everything was properly connected with the correct wires going through the proper holes, and the biochips were intact.
There, all the wires are set up correctly. It's past beta testing and ready for the real thing.
Hook me up, darling. Nathaniel Lotherman stepped back into a cubicle cut into the wall of a cave that they stood in. It looked like a space capsule, all steel and dials. Thick bundles of conduit dangled from the ceiling and walls, all surrounding a chair that looked like a biobed. Nathaniel stepped inside and stood impatiently rubbing his hands together. The anticipation of what was about to happen overwhelmed him.
Is there anything that you want before we connect you?
Are you asking me if I want a blindfold?
No, my dear. It was more like a last request.
Just make sure that everything goes well.
You've got it, sweet cheeks. Come on, Thames. Let's get this show on the road.
Right. Dr. Lotherman, if you would prepare for the hookup.
Just do it.
Thames, may I have those conduits?
Be my guest.
I don't want to be the one to blame if Lotherman gets fried.
Honey, these look fine. I'm putting the connectors in place now.
I can feel the wires entering my body just as I land on the moon. Power. The power.
Suddenly, Nathaniel's eyes widened as the pain became overwhelming. Every limb stiffened and twitched. His breathing became ragged. His head jerked back and his mouth opened in a silent scream. Everyone realized that suddenly something was very wrong.
Mr. Lotherman? Nathaniel?
Look at the wires. I can see them. Under his skin.
What's happening, Nathaniel?
Nathaniel is gone, lady.
Shut up. He's not gone.
No, he can't be gone. No, please, don't leave me here with them.
Get away from him.
You've got to stop this. Stop this.
Can't stop this, love. It's too late.
It can't be too late. It just can't.
With a tusk of her tongue, Zoe took Alia's place at Lotherman's side and placed the palm of her hand on his cheek. She could feel the bio-wires growing, expanding under his flesh. She leaned over and lightly kissed his lips, then closed her eyes and placed her head on his chest. The convulsing body finally became limp, his face black.
Such sentimental foolishness, my darling.
Nathaniel?
He is here, in part. Oh, Zoe, darling, it is truly amazing.
Nathaniel, I knew that you weren't gone. You wouldn't leave me.
The Nathaniel Lotherman you knew is gone. I am no longer he. I am so much more than he. I am perfection.
No. You're still Nathaniel. You still love me.
Love? Biotechnical computers do not know how to love, Zoe.
Thames is right. He is gone. Fine, Lotherman.
That is the name of my creator and companion. It is not I. I am Lothos.
Damn it!
I'll get her.
No, let me go. I can't live here.
You don't have a choice, lady. In fact, you're coming back to the control center right now.
Why? I'm of no use to you here. Please let me go. No, please.
Surely you're of some use, or Dr. Lotherman wouldn't have picked you up. He always has a plan.
At least he's good for something.
Zoe.
What the hell do you want?
You will give me the respect you gave Lotherman. He cared greatly for you and wants me to do the same. He is part of me, and therefore I do have some interest in you. Perhaps even feelings. You are important to the project, but I will not put up with disrespect.
Forgive me.
What the hell happened in here?
Forgiven for the time being. I have a task for you, Zoe. A very important task.
And that would be?
Lotharman asked you to teach Aaliyah. Do so and continue the work. When we are ready, you will observe for her. Perhaps one day, you will even be favored for the project. For the moment, however, you are far too important to risk.
She's very, very naive. I'll do what I can. I'll teach her as you ask of me, Lothos.
Naive? You don't even know me!
Her naivety makes her perfect for the job. She should be easy to train.
Train?
Forgive me, Lothos. But won't her naivety be her downfall?
That is why I am relying on you. She will be the first in case anything unexpected arises.
So, if she fails, I fail. I fail you. Interesting.
What is this plan you keep talking about? I sure didn't agree to any plan, and you two have no claim on me!
She is far too insolent.
Holy shit!
Far too insolent indeed. And what of Thames, Lothos? Is he important for the project as well? Am I to train him too?
Of course. Thames must maintain my electrical systems and my biological systems as well.
Biological systems?
Yes, Thames. Keeping Lotharman alive so that Lothos can survive.
Okay. He's as scared stiff as I am. Shit.
Zoe.
Yes, Lothos?
Take Aaliyah and place her in a cell. Humble her to obedience. If she argues with you, I will punish her.
Yes, Lothos. It shall be done.
Even as Zoe and Thames moved Aaliyah to another part of the project, they found in their own way the nightmare was just beginning.
You've been listening to Quantum Retribution, Nightmare's Conception, featured at the Quantum Leap Radio Files. Featured in this episode was Steve Anderson as Thames, David Ault as Nathaniel Lotharman, Lothos and the Announcer, Helen Earle as Zoe Malvison, Carol McBain as Aaliyah, and Mark Ribola as Production Announcer. Production and post-production by MJ Cogburn. Executive producer for Al's Place is Brian Green. Theme music and sound effects are used with permission and are available for download at sounddogs.com. This has been a Quantum Retribution production. For more audios, please be sure to visit www.quantumleap-owlsplace.com/radiophiles.